So our topic for today is the mitzvah of Kiddush. And we start with the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. That's the most important source. The Gemara, based on the pasuk Zachar et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, and the emphasis here in the Gemara is on the word L'Kadsho, to sanctify the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Zochreyu ala yayin b'knisato. So let's try to explain what we think the Gemara might mean. When we enter into the Shabbos, we have to sanctify the Shabbos. We have to speak about the sanctity of Shabbos. So the word L'Kadsho indicates Friday night. But then the Torah says, Yom HaShabbos. So the Braisa interprets it this way. Zochreyu al yayin b'knisato. So we have a Kiddush Friday night going into Shabbos. Ainli ela b'layla. I would know that I have to enter into the Shabbos and sanctify it at night, because that's when the sanctity of Shabbos commences. By Yom Minayin, how do I know that there's a separate mitzvah of Kiddush in addition to the one at night by day? Talmud Lomer, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The word Yom here, it could have said Zohar es HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and then we would have known Kiddush at night and only Kiddush at night. The Torah goes out of its way to hear the word Yom to teach us that not only is the mitzvah of Kiddush at night, there's an additional mitzvah by day. And I'm tempted to think, which is a separate discussion, not for us today, that Shabbos divides up into two parts, day and night. We normally think of Shabbos as one entity, indivisible, 24 hours, that consists of Laila and Yom. The Braisa might be saying that in this context, the context of Kiddush, we have both the night as an entity and the day as an entity. And if you'd ask me to prove to you that Shabbos divides up halachically into two entities, and the day emerges as a separate entity from the night with its own dinim, I would probably have to quote to you the following halacha. And that is, Kvod Hayom Adif. If let's say, for example, you have one cholent, and you don't know whether to eat it at night, Friday night, or eat it, save it for Shabbos day. So the halacha requires that you save it for day. Again, there may be other factors that come into play, but fundamentally, Kvod Hayom Adif. We give more sanctity to the day of Shabbos than to the night. But that halacha seems to indicate that day and night, Yom and Laila, form two different entities. Okay, and anyway, that's just a parenthetical insert. The main point is that from this braisa, we see clearly that a person has to fulfill his mitzvah of Kiddush not once, but twice. Just like at night we need a Kiddush, so too during the day we need a Kiddush. The Rambam adds another dimension to this discussion. The Rambam is in Perek Chav Tes, Milchus Shabbos Halacha Aleph, and the opening halacha in Perek Chav Tes, Milchus Shabbos, the Rambam elaborates this on this point for the first five halachas of that chapter, is Mitzvah Sasemen HaTorah L'Kadish Es Yom HaShabbat B'Dvarim. Please emphasize the word bidvarim, which means with words. The Rambam says nothing about yayin, about wine. Unlike the braisa that we started with in the Gemara Pesachim, which says Zochreyu al yayin, the Rambam at this particular point is talking about Zechiras dvarim. He omits mention of yayin. And the Rambam establishes that we're talking about a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. It's going to be counted in Taryad. And the Rambam indeed in the Sefer Mitzvot enumerates the mitzvah of Kiddush as one of the mitzvahs in Taryag. And the Rambam says, Shenemar, quoting the Pasuk, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Says the Rambam, what does it mean, Zochreyu b'zchiras dvarim? What does that mean? I'm supposed to speak words, but what's the content or the substance of those words? How do I fulfill this mitzvah in HaTorah to remember the Shabbos with words? So Rambam says, Klomar, Zochreyu Zchiras Shevach V'Kiddush. The Rambam has two dimensions, two elements, which make up Kiddush. Number one, Shevach, and number two, Kiddush. And if you look at the Nusach of Kiddush for Friday night, I think you'll see both elements. We speak about the Kiddush of Shabbos, the great sanctity of Shabbos, and we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem for giving us the Shabbos. It means that the Shabbos is something very unique, and we praise the Shabbos and the fact that Hashem gave us the Shabbos. Shin chilono es yom haShabbos lekadsho. Those are the two motifs that form the mitzvah of Zochreyu b'schiras dvarim, and with those two motifs, we fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah of lekadesh es yom haShabbos b'dvar. In halacha vav in the same chapter, six halachas later, the Rambam reminds himself that in addition to the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush b'dvarim, there's another mitzvah which the Rambam codifies as a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. We know that a mitzvah midivrei sofrim is not on the same level as a mitzvah saseh shel Torah, and that is lekadish al hayayin, to recite kiddush on wine. So we really have two different mitzvahs of kiddush. I'm not talking about Laila and Yom. We'll get to that later. But in addition, even Belaila, we have two different mitzvahs of kiddush. We have the mitzvah of Zochrei B'schiras Dvarim, which means Shevach and kiddush. And on top, we have a mitzvah of reciting kiddush al hayayin. In other words, when the Rambam reads the Braisa in Psachim, he actually splits the Braisa into two parts. On the one hand, the Braisa says Zochreyu, which in and of itself is a mitzvah, and in this case a mitzvah d'oraisa, that we have to remember the Shabbos b'dvarim. And then al yayin, that's an addition which is not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa, but that's how the Rabbanan formulated the mitzvah. You should know there are Rishonim, very few, but there is a Rashi and Nazir and other Rishonim that seem to indicate that even Zechira al Yayin is d'oraisa. The requirement of Yayin is a requirement within the context of the mitzvah say d'oraisa, which again would be the first reading, the simple reading of the Braisa in Psachim, because the Braisa in Psachim does not indicate that Yayin is only a rabbinic institution, a requirement in the Rabbanan, as the Rambam would have it, but it's all included under the mitzvah of Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. But be that as it may, we want to focus our attention today on the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam requires Yayin. And I want to point out that there are other Rambams elsewhere where the Rambam says that you can substitute what's called Chamra de Medina for Yayin. Meaning instead of Yayin, you can use Sheikhar, for example. You know, beer was a mainstay back in the day. And today maybe we have other liquids that would constitute and qualify as Chamra de Medina. Somebody once told me that he thought that in North America, Coca-Cola would be Chamra de Medina. I don't know. But be that as it may, the Rambam elsewhere, with regard to a koshel bracha, for example, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchus Ishus, with regard to a kos of Erisin, you know, when the Masada Kiddushin recites Birchas Erisin, he does so on a kos. And he can use a kos, says the Rambam, of Chamra de Medina. He's not limited to Yayin. Elsewhere, for example, with regard to Bris Milah, we recite the brachos over a kos, and we start with the first bracha, which is usually Bar Pri Agaf, but again, it could be Shahakol Nia Bidvar if it's on Sheikhar, on beer. And then we recite the second bracha, Shakidesh Yidid Mi Beten. And both brachos are recited over a kos, that's called a koshel bracha. And the halacha allows for other liquids beyond Yayin. The same thing, for example, will apply to a kos of Havdalah. The Rambam says that a kos shel Havdalah, insofar as it's a kos shel bracha, requires a liquid. That liquid could be Chamra de Medina. Chamra de Medina has the same chashivas as Yayin. But notice that with regard to Kiddush, which is here in Perek Chav Tes Milchus Shabbos al Chavav, the Rambam requires Yayin and only Yayin. In other words, other liquids which would normally qualify for a kos shel bracha as a Chamra de Medina, those are excluded with regard to Kiddush. So please take note of that, and I'd like to come back to that to see if we can come up with some explanation why Kiddush has to be on Yayin. Now I want to fast forward to the Rambam in Perek Lamed Mehilchus Shabbos. Because until this point we've assumed, and that's how we always assume since our childhood, that the mitzvah of Kiddush applies once at night and once during the day. There's no third Kiddush, is there? Well, maybe there is. Because take a look at the Rambam's language in Halacha Tes in Perek Lamed. The Rambam writes, Chayev Adam Lechol Sholosh Seudos B'Shabbos. A person is obligated, as we know, to eat three Seudos. during the course of Shabbos. The Rambam even divides Shabbos into three parts. He's got one Arvis, one Shachris, one Mincha. And the Rambam admonishes us how strict and careful we have to be about the mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos. And then the Rambam writes, and I bolded this, V'tzarech l'kvoa kol suda mishloshtan. Alayayin. The Rambam is very outspoken. There's no way of reinterpreting it. The Rambam requires yayin not just Friday night, not just Shabbos by day after Shachris, but Shabbos after the third, in the third Suda as well. Again, when I say in the third Suda, I'm particularly and deliberately ambiguous. And okay, and we're going to talk about Challah in a little bit. But before we get to Challah, the Rambam requires yayin. And yayin, the Rambam requires not just twice, once Friday night and one Shabbos lunch, but also at Suda Shlishit. Now, exactly what this means and how to interpret and define the Rambam Shita is a matter of great controversy. And it's interesting, the controversy is really between the Rishonim and the Kesef Mishnah Maran, Rav Yosef Kairo, who lived only 5 centuries ago. He's an Akron. The Rishonim, whether it's Rabbeinu Yonin Brachos, the Miriam Psachim, the Ritvan Sukkah, they all understand that according to the Rambam, there's a third Kiddush. And it's not enough to be Mekadesh twice. We need thrice. The Tur, in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, writes, Kosev HaRambam Zal Shigam Besuda Shlishis Koveya Alayayin Uvotzeh Al Shtei Kikros V'yomar Adoni Harosh Zal Adoni Yovi Harosh Zal Lo Hayim Avarech. My father, the Rosh, would not make a bracha on Yayin before the third Suda as he did before the first and second Sudos. Mishum, because my father understood the Iskash Yom L'Laila L'Inyin Kiddush. There's no difference between night and day. Each one of those two halves engender a single mitzvah of Kiddush. Ma Laila Sagi B'chad Zimna. One time is enough at night. Af bayom nami sagi b'chad zimna. All you need is one time by day, just like you need one time at night. Aval hayavotzeah al shtei kikros. Fine. So it comes out that all the Rishonim in interpreting the Rambam assume that the Rambam requires Kiddush before the third Suda, just as he does before the first and second Sudas. Very strange. The Kesef Mishnah was unwilling to read the Rambam that way. When the Rambam says Tzarech Lekva Kol Suda Mishloshtan Al Yayin, and the Torah seems to interpret that the Rambam requires Kiddush even for Suda Shlishis Al Yayin before the Suda, because Kiddush has to be before the Suda, and the third Suda is no different than the other two, Ein Zeh B'Mashma Dvarav. I refuse to accept that that's what the Rambam had in mind. There's no din of a third Kiddush. Twice is enough. Ella, but rather what the Rambam had in mind, Hainu Lomar, Sheyishta Yayin B'Se'uda, that somewhere within the context of the Se'uda, in terms of the third Se'uda, the Rambam would require that we drink wine. But it doesn't mean the wine before the Se'uda, as Kiddush. Kiddush always comes before the Se'uda. Zeh Pirish Koveh Se'uda Salyayin. I mean, the Yayin will embellish the Se'uda, or enhance the Se'uda, and make it into a special Suda as a Suda Shabbos. That for sure the Rambam requires in the third Suda. But Lola Inichi Kadesh Kodim Suda, it doesn't mean the way the Torah understood the Rambam. That's a false accusation. The Rambam doesn't require that you Koveya the third Suda on Yayin, meaning to begin the Suda before the Suda itself with Yayin as Kiddush. That the Rambam doesn't require. But rather, the Rambam writes in Perek Chavtes, that's what the Kesef Mishnah refers to, Mitzvah Levarach Al Yayin B'Yom HaShabbos, Kodem Shisod Shniya. The Rambam mentions explicitly with regard to the second Suda in Perek Chavtes, that you have to begin the Suda with what? With Kiddush Al Yayin. That's before the Suda. And the Rambam adds, Zehu HaNikra Kiddusha Rabbah, Mashma Behejit B'Suda Shniya Dafka Kom V'lo B'Shlishes. Why did the Rambam isolate our attention and our focus on the second Suda? He could have expanded it to include the third Suda as well. And he could have said, "B'shtei asudas shel hayom kodem sheyisod yikadesh or yivarech al hayayin v'zeo nikra kiddush rabba." The Rambam clearly points to the second suda and isolates it, upgrades it to a suda that requires kiddush rabba to the exclusion of the first, third suda. The third suda, in so far as it's part of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, and we can only be mekayim that mitzvah of Onik Shabbos in its full fruition by eating three sudas, the Rambam requires that Onik Shabbos enhance each one of those three sudas by adding yayin. But you certainly don't have to begin your suda with yayin. There's no kiddush according to the Kesef Mishnah. But I'd like to focus our attention on the Rishonim, all of whom understood that according to the Rambam, each one of the three sudas requires kiddush. What's the logic behind that? In the Gemara Pesach that we began with, there's no hint, there's no indication that we require kiddush before the third suda. And yet the Rambam assumed that for sure we do. Why is that so? Let me mention to you that the Ravid in Hasagos, on that Rambam that mentions Kiddush Rabbah in Perek Chav Tes, the Ravid is very upset about the Rambam. In other words, you know and I know that many people for the second Suda, they have all sorts of kulos. You know, they don't require yayin, nobody drinks the kos, maybe they make it on schnapps. You know, there are all sorts of different minhagim, and I believe that all reflects the Ravid Shita, because the Ravid poo-poos the Kiddush of Shabbos, and the Kiddush on Shabbos day, according to the Ravid, doesn't require B'makom Suda. You're allowed to eat before Kiddush by day. The Ravid more or less thinks that the phrase Kiddusha Rabbah, which the Gemara employs with regard to the second Kiddusha, the Kiddush of day, is nothing more than a euphemism. And it's really not indicative, as the Rambam would see it, as a great Kiddush, which doesn't fall short of the Kiddush at night. And that's the Ravid sheet. So, B'li Neder, if we get a chance, we'll come back to the sheet that's a Ravid with regard. But now we want to focus our attention on the opinion of the Rambam. Now, in order to try to explain the Rambam's understanding of Kiddush and the nature of that mitzvah, I want to take a few minutes of your time to analyze two Rashis, one in Erevin and the other in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi in Erevin offers a presentation to explain why it is that a person has to drink something from the kosher bracha. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem Amid Beis formulates the principle HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitam. The Mevarech has to drink from the Kos. And you should know that many people are Machmir, they're very strict, and when they recite a Bracha on the Kos, they see to it, they're very demanding that they should drink from the Kos. Keep in mind, as we go through the Rashi and Erevin, that the Gemara in Erevin does not employ the word shtia. Lishtot, shtia, that's the classical word for drinking. Here, on the other hand, the Gemara uses the term te'ima, which means tasting. Te'ima might be less than shtia. Shtia, for example, all of a shas requires what's called mole lugmav, to fill up at least one side of his mouth, which is also translated in the poskim as rov revius. It's a significant amount of yayin. It might be 4 ounces. I don't know. Te'ima means just the taste from the kos. We'll soon see on page 2 of Yomar Makomos that the Ramah, in one instance, says that you can give the kosher bracha to a tinok, to an 8-day-old baby to drink. So when we're talking about te'ima, we're not talking about the identical concept of shtia. And now we're ready to look at Rashi. We're going to focus our attention on the first half of Rashi. The second half of Rashi needs a lot of work. Rashi says, why does the Gemara insist that you drink from the kos, or taste from the kosher bracha? Says Rashi, d'gnayahu l'kosher bracha shelo yehena adam imenu li'alta. Rashi doesn't say that you're obligated to drink, which is the impression we got from the Gemara. A chovas te'ima, a chovas shetiyah. No, Rashi says otherwise. If you don't drink, it's a gnai. The word gnai means a kind of an insult. You know, you've insulted the coast because here you went ahead and you recited a bracha on the coast, and then you completely ignore the coast. And you don't benefit from the coast. The coast is screaming out, is begging, drink me or taste from me. Because that coast is the kosher bracha. How does the bracha on the coast relate to the contents of the coast if nobody drinks from it, if you don't benefit from the coast? And therefore Rashi says it would be gnai if you don't drink from the coast. I want to point out that elsewhere, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah seems to play a different tune. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, with referring to Brichas Hayayin Shel Kiddush, the Gemara says, Afal Bisha Yotza, let's say I already fulfilled my obligation, my personal obligation of Kiddush, nevertheless, Motzi Acheru, I can recite Kiddush on your behalf. Rashi says, Kiddush Hayom Chova Olov, Rashi says, there's a Chiyuv to recite Kiddush. But then Rashi says, V'efshar b'lo hana, which I interpret to mean that he cannot fulfill his obligation of Kiddush without benefiting from the Yayin. It means to drink from the kos. Rashi here in Masechet Rosh Hashanah completely omits the concept of Gnayu L'kos shel bracha shelo yehena mimenu. Rashi, in the case of Erevin, was talking about not my obligation to benefit from the cause, but that I have to respect the cause and its feelings, so to speak, and in order not to be insulting to the cause itself needs to ima. Here, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Rashi seems to be saying something totally different. And that is, that part of your obligation in Kiddush is to drink from the cause. So at the face of it, superficially at least, there would seem to be a contradiction in Rashi. Rashi is singing two different nigunim. When it comes to the Gemara and Erevin, he's singing a low case kind of shtia, you know, a te'ima, which otherwise would be a gnai to the kos. It's really not a din in the gavra. It's not that I haven't fulfilled my personal obligation with the brach al kos if I didn't drink from the kos. It's that I'd be insulting the kos. It's a halach and koshel brach. Whereas Rashi and Rosh Hashanah seems to put it as part of the Chovas Gavra, that he efshar, you can't fulfill your chiyuv without being nene from the coast. So some of the Achronim suggest the following. If you take a look in the Beis Meir, who lived about 3 centuries ago, he writes that if one doesn't drink from the coast, Einzu Brachel of Atola, the issue is not bracha levatola, that's not what we're worried about. But rather, what are we worried about? We're worried about something else. And that is the kos itself. As far as the bracha is concerned, yesh bo shevach leborei, it contains within it a great song of praise for the Creator who has given us yayin. That is a meaningful bracha in and of itself, even without benefiting from the yayin. I didn't drink the yayin at all. And the one who expands upon this concept is the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Shnei Zalman Miladi. In Kuf Tzadi, he writes, "V'pnei shekach tichnu chachamim bechol shira ha-nemeres al yayin." With regard to a koshel bracha, the requirement is to sing a song of praise for Hashem, and that has to be organized on a koshel yayin. He's referring to the Gemara that says in a number of places, "Ein shira ela al hayayin." When we sing a song of praise to God, we do so over a cup of wine. He says, in that case, yisodo sheyisader osa eitzel birchas hayayin. You have to recite that bracha over a koshel yayin, and that's shira. That would explain the Rashi and Erevin. Rashi and Erevin, with regard to a koshel bracha, doesn't require shtia. He doesn't stipulate that unless you drink from the cup, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. But rather, Rashi is talking about a gnai to the cup. That's a secondary halacha. However, if you take a look at the Rav Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of your page, he embellishes this. And he says that the difference between Rashi and Erevin and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah is that whereas Rashi and Erevin is addressing the case of a koshel bracha, and we gave before many examples of a koshel bracha, Rashi and Masechta Rosh Hashanah is specifically honing in on Kiddush. Yesh lechalik, we should differentiate between Kiddush and your classical koshel bracha. Koshel Erisin, a koshel bris milah, koshel Abdullah. With regard to Shire brachas, your classical koshel bracha, you have to be koveya the bracha on the kos. But the bracha itself is the essence of the mitzvah. And that's how you fulfill your obligation. He says, Be'etzem ha-bracha miskayemes ha-takona ba-miras ha-bracha ha-kos af below shtiyasa. Even though he doesn't drink the kos, he has discharged his obligation and obtained the kiyum ha-mitzvah of koshel bracha. But rak mishum gnai, but in order not to insult the koshel bracha, it's a kiyum in koshel bracha, it would be insulting if there was no te'ima from the kos. Masha ein kein bekiddush, shtia mi'ikar hachova shel kiddush al yayin. Drinking the kos is essential to fulfill my obligation of kiddush. And therefore Rashi says, Efshar below Hana. Rashi Rosh Hashanah says that when it comes to Kiddush, it's impossible to fulfill your obligation without drinking from the kos. I find the words of the Rav Shulchan Aruch to be absolutely revolutionary. He really shows in a very fundamental way how koshel bracha and koshel Kiddush are essentially different one from the other. Koshel bracha, the mitzvah is l'sader birchas hayayin alakos. The bracha itself and its recitation is the essence of the mitzvah of koshel bracha. In the case of Kiddush, although it's a koshel bracha, no doubt, but there's an additional aspect that defines the essence of the mitzvah, and that is shtia, to drink from the kos. This is the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, for example, if you take a look on page 2, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, what happens when you have a bris milah on Yom HaKippurim? So you organize the brachos of the milah over a kos. Who's going to drink that kos? The koshel bracha. Says the Ramah, give it to the Rachanimol. He's 8 days old. Imagine. He's going to fulfill the mitzvah of shtia when he's 8 days old? Hayitochem? Could there be such a thing? The answer is, I believe, that this is to obviate the problem of gnaihu l'koshel brach shlo nene mimenu. It's not a real full-fledged shtia. With regard to Kiddush, for example, on Shabbos, there's no possibility of fulfilling my obligation by giving the Kiddush to a child. Again, I'm not going to talk to you about what happens Friday night for those who have the minhag in those synagogues where the custom is to recite Kiddush over a kos, but nobody wants to drink from that kos because nobody was yotzei his mitzvah, and the reason for that is ein kiddush al makom suda. You cannot fulfill your obligation of kiddush on Friday night by hearing kiddush al kos in shul unless you live in the shul, and that was the original takana mishum ha'archim, those who used to live in the shul, the poor people and so forth, so that they give the kos of kiddush on Friday night to a child to drink because no one else is allowed to drink it. We find similar things with regard to Havdalah during the 9 days and so forth, so we give it to a child. Okay, there it's a koshel bracha. And there we can activate the principle of the Ramah, who formulates the idea of giving it to a tinok in the case of a koshel bracha. Kiddush is already a horse of a different color. Kiddush requires shtia, and the shtia of a tinok is not sufficient. And therefore what we do on Friday night is a whole different entity. It's not really Kiddush. The Ramah would hold that a koshel bracha universally would be fulfilled with the bracha itself and give it to a tinok. But Kiddush, the Gemara says, is hamakadesh tzarech lito mole lugmav. That Kiddush requires not just te'ima. Te'ima in the case of a koshel bracha, classical koshel bracha, suffices because it solves your problem of gnayu l'koshel bracha. But with regard to Kiddush, what we need is shtia, we need drinking, and the shear of shtia is no less than mali lugma, which is Rav Revius, as we said before. For example, on Leil HaPesach, the four cups of wine, there's a mitzvah not just to recite a bracha over the kos, and each kos has its own bracha, but there's also a mitzvah shtiyas hakos. In that sense, Kiddush on Friday night and on Shabbos day is identical to the Dalet Kosos of Leil HaSeder. In the case of Dalet Kosos of Leil HaSeder, let's leave the first kosos already a kosos shel Kiddush, so then we're saying the same thing. But with regard to the balance, the other three kosos, there the required shtia emanates from derech cherus. A person has to demonstrate as if he's going out of Mitzrayim. And therefore he has to be like a king, and he has to drink wine. And we ask each person what kind of wine he wants to drink. It's got to be Arev Olav, it's got to be his wine, or his combination. But in the case of Kiddush, on Friday night and Shabbos lunch, there's no halach of derech cherus, obviously. We're not celebrating the redemption of Mitzrayim. There is a separate halach of shtia. We don't know why. We understand that in the Koshel Bracha, classically, you do not require shtia. All you require is te'ima. And we understand that you can even fulfill that requirement of te'ima by giving the kos to a tinok. That doesn't apply in the case of Kiddush. In the case of Koshel Bracha, classically, you don't need shtia of Mali Lugmav. Te'ima would be sufficient. I've seen also cases of a Masader Kiddushin who gives the kos to the chassan and kala to drink, but then he spills a little on his finger and he wipes it. I don't know if you see, it's a briska chumra. You don't have to. You're not required to do that. It's enough if the chassan drinks or the kala drinks. That's no better or worse than a tinok on Yom Kippurim, an eight-day-old baby. But okay, you want to be machmir for te'ima of the Mekadesh, of the Mavarech? Not the Mekadesh, the Mavarech? Fine. But certainly in the case of Kiddush, if you were to spill a little wine on your finger and then dip it into your mouth, that would not be sufficient. You need Kimoli Lugmav. And without the shtia, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. And there's a sheet of the Bahag, which is quoted by the Tur in Hilchas Kiddush, and the Bahag is of the opinion that if the wine was spilled before you got a chance to drink it, in other words, you recited Kiddush and then the wine spilled out, you've got to bring another kos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shtiyas hakos. And if you don't do so because the wine spilled, you have not discharged your duty as far as Kiddush is concerned. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So again, to emphasize, I just want to review for the last time that Rashi in Erevin, when he speaks about Gnayu L'Koshel Bracha, he's talking about a classical Koshel Bracha. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, who says that you don't fulfill your obligation until you're Nene Min HaKos, he's talking about the obligation of Kiddush. And my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, in his Yahrzeit Shiurim, in memory of his father, which he used to give annually, a Yahrzeit Shiur each year on a different topic, but always on the same day, on the 3rd of Shvat, the Yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, in one particular year, and this is published in a book called Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori, in the second chelik, the second volume, on page Kuf Lamed Beis, he says that when the Rambam speaks about Kiddush in Perichov Tes, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, and also in Halacha Yud in the same chapter, the Rambam emphasizes shtia, something that the Rambam doesn't do elsewhere. And again, keep in mind as we go through this, that we pointed out at the outset that the Rambam with regard to Kiddush requires Yayin, and Chamar Medina would not be sufficient, even though the Rambam accepts Chamar Medina for Avdullah, he accepts Chamar Medina for Koshel Erisin, for a classical Koshel Bracha, it could be beer. But here the Rambam requires Yayin. And the Rambam writes, Ketzeru Ose Lokeh Koshel Yayin Mevarech Ala Gefen, V'Acher Kach Mekadesh, V'Shoseh Mole Lugmav. He's got to drink Mole Lugmav. These are all nuances that the Rambam emphasizes here in Kiddush, and he omits them in a Koshel Bracha elsewhere, in Hilchos Ishus, and so forth and so on. And Halacha Yud says, Mitzvah Levarech Ala Yayin B'Yom HaShabbos. In addition to what he formulated in Halacha Zayin with regard to Kiddush at night, he repeats the whole spiel of Mali Lugmav of Shtia with regard to Kiddush by day. And he says, "V'yom Hashabbos Kodesh Shi'isod Zudu Shniya Zewa Nikra Kiddusha Rabba Mevarech Borei Priya Gofen Bilvad," meaning you don't have to add the other bracha of Kiddush. Vishosa, and he's got a drink. Says Rav Soloveitchik, "Hashtia himi gufa shel mitzvahs Kiddush." Both on Friday night and on Shabbos by day, the Kiddush requires shtia. That's integral and essential to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Although the Rav doesn't quote the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he was mechaving to the Rav Shulchan Aruch. And in the context of the Rambam, the Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori is reconciling different Rambams, just like we saw in the Rav Shulchan Aruch reconciling different Rashis. On the one hand, in Koshel Bracha, the Rambam doesn't add shtia. He doesn't require Moli Lugmav, and he doesn't require drinking the kos. Here, with regard to Kiddush, both on Friday night and on Shabbos lunch, he requires shtia moli lugmav. So those who want to fulfill the shita of the Rambam, they will be absolutely sure to drink from the kos, because shtia is migufa shel mitzvahs Kiddush. Of course, you'll ask the question, who has to drink from the kos? According to the Rambam, does every single person at the table have to drink from the kos? So the Rav explains that the kos, if it's related to many, many people who are together at the Seuda Shabbos, doesn't have to be drunk by every single person. One person has to drink from the kos. We'll see who that person is. The Gaonim say that it has to be the Mekadesh himself, but other Rishonim disagree. And the Rav ends his presentation by asking a Manish Tana. We have a Manish Tana on Leil HaPesach. The Rav formulates a Manish Tana on Leil Shabbos every week. We should ask the Manish Tana. He says, "Madua be'emes nishtana koshal kiddush mishar koshal bracha." Why is koshal kiddush different than a classical koshal bracha? With regard to a koshal bracha, lo kava Rambam, the Rambam never codifies the halacha, the requirement of tzarech lishtos moli lugmav. He doesn't even mention the shear of shtia at all with regard to a koshal bracha. Here in Kiddush, he requires shtia of moli lugmav. Now, in order to really reveal the deep of pshat and the understanding of the Rambam, what we want to do is we want to mention the words of the Netziv Mivalozhin. The Netziv, as you know, wrote many, many svarim, one of which is a commentary on the She'iltos of Rav Achai Gaon. And in his commentary on the She'iltos, which is called the Hemek She'ela, in Shilton and Dalid, he's medayik in the language of the Shiltos, which says, "Asuye kasa de chamra ubruche barikivanu mishte," that the language of the Shiltos is to bring a kos of wine of yayin, recite bar priya gofen, and to drink from it. Mishum kovet Shabbos. And the Netziv embellishes this. He says, in addition to the brachos that we recite over the koshal kiddush, which is classic in a koshal bracha, Yeshno Chiv is an additional obligation of Shtias Yayin, Mishum Kovet Shabbos. And he says that Chiv of Kovet Shabbos, according to the Shitas HaGaonim, is incumbent on the Mekadesh himself. He's the one who's singled out, and he has to be Toim, he has to drink the Yayin, and if not, he's not Yotze. But that staff could be Kiddush, B'Shar Dvar Matunim Kos, Monim HaGaonim, Disagi B'Ti'ima, and it doesn't matter who does the Ti'ima, it doesn't have to be the one who recited the Bracha. But Chovas Kiddush is different, Lo Nistayma, he hasn't fulfilled the Chovas Kiddush, Be'amiris HaBracha, La'af Shtia Sayayini Chelek, Mi'Chovas Kiddush. But here we see a little bit of an insight, the reason why Shtia Sayayin is integral to the mitzvah of Kiddush is because of Kvod Shabbos. Now the word Kvod here, or the concept of Kvod Shabbos, is a generic term which includes
Oneg Shabbos as well. So we should not be upset, shall I say, or disturbed by the choice on the part of the Shiltos of the word Kvod Shabbos as opposed to Oneg Shabbos, because I think in this context they're interchangeable. And every special food that we eat on Shabbos is a kiyum of Kvod Shabbos, not just Oneg Shabbos. The Chiddush of Kvod Shabbos is that applies even Erev Shabbos, when you prepare the house, etc. for Shabbos. You light the candles for Shabbos, that's Kvod Shabbos. Let's suggest the following, that with regard to Oneg Shabbos, as a subcategory of Kvod Shabbos, the halacha, the mitzvah, requires three seudos. And we asked the following question earlier today. Why is it that the Rambam requires a third kiddush, according to the Rishonim who interpret the Rambam thusly, for seudah shlishis? The answer is because Kvod Shabbos is the source and the essence of kiddush. Kiddush is not independent of Kvod Shabbos, of seudah Shabbos. And I'll prove it to you. Very simply, the halacha is ain kiddush ella b'makom seudah. I can't make kiddush here and eat my meal there. Obviously, the kiddush is related to the seudah itself. The kiddush has to be mitzuraf, it has to be combined, conjoined with the seudah that I eat. That's the way I fulfill the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, of Oneg Shabbos, by reciting kiddush before the seudah. That's why the Rambam requires kiddush, according to the Rishonim, not just before the Friday night meal, not just before the Shabbos day meal, but even before seudah shlishis. Because I cannot fulfill the mitzvah of seudah Shabbos without kiddush. Kiddush is a song of praise that's recited over the seudah. It introduces the seudah. It's got to be b'makom seudah. And furthermore, the halacha is also litom kodem kiddush. You can't taste anything before kiddush. Eating before kiddush is prohibited because the kiddush has to be the kickoff, so to speak, the beginning of the seudah. We have to set up the seudah, the seudah Shabbos, through kiddush. That's the power of kiddush. The kiyum of mitzvah kiddush is that the kiddush itself is the agent through which we establish the seudah as a seudah Shabbos. Is Memela, I begin to understand why the Rambam requires yayin. In the case of a koshel bracha, chamar medina, the fact that this is a significant drink, a significant liquid in those countries, in that country itself, that chashivus is enough to recite a bracha over the coast. But with regard to Shabbos, we need not just some sort of chamar medina sheikhar, for example. We need yayin, because yayin is something with which you can establish a seudah. And now, to come back to David Brown's question from before, why is it that there's another option with regard to kiddush, and you can make kiddush by substituting challah pas for yayin? The answer is because pas has the same power and can serve as the same agent as yayin. Because just like you could be koveh your seudah on yayin, so too you could be koveh your seudah on pas. So let's just summarize what we've learned today. There are three points that I want to emphasize from our limud today. Number one, the Rambam requires yayin. And number two, the Rambam requires yayin three times over. Shechar, which is acceptable for a kos shel bracha, is not acceptable with regard to kiddush. The next point that we made and we emphasized, both in the context of Rashi and the Rambam, is that whereas a koshel bracha requires te'ima and not shisia, there's no requirement of moli lugmav as a shir with regard to another koshel bracha. With regard to kiddush, kos kiddush requires shtia. And finally, the third point is, why is shtia, why is drinking the kos so essential to the mitzvah of kiddush? And the answer is because the mitzvah of kiddush, as the Netziv points out so beautifully in the Shiltos, is connected to Kvod Shabbos. Kvod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, the Sudos, they require a kiddush. The kiddush itself is connected to the Sudah. The kiddush itself sets up the Sudah and imbues it, engenders within it a special status as a kos kiddush and as a sudas Shabbos. You can't just sit down and eat a seudah on Shabbos and poof, magically it becomes a Suda Shabbos. You need an agent in order to engender into the Suda the status of a Suda Shabbos. And what is that agent? The agent is Kiddush. The Kiddush has to be connected to the Suda in three different ways. Number one, you haven't eaten anything before the Kiddush. Number two, it's got to be Kiddush Makom Suda. And number three, the Kiddush has to be recited over something that is related to Kfiyah Suda. And what has the power to set up a Suda? Either Yayin or Pas. David is asking, David Spiegel, I mean, is asking with regard to Kadshenu B'dvarim on Friday night. Oh, what about Kadshenu B'dvarim? I'm glad you reminded me of this. We just, in order to conclude the Shia, we want to swing back to the Rambam that we began with at the very beginning of the Makoro Sheet. And that is the Rambam formulates a mitzvah semen atorah l'kadshenu b'dvarim without yayin. That Kiddush could be fulfilled in Tefillah, B'tzilusa. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel establishes that there are two Kiddushim on Friday night. There's one Kiddush that's recited in Tefillah, it's integrated into Tefillah. Obviously, that's only a Kiddush B'dvarim. There's no Yayin. And there's a second mitzvah, an obligation, a Chovas Kiddush ala Yayin. That's Midivri Sofer. The first Kiddush is Midoraisa, it's a mitzvah Seizach Reu. And that's Zechiris Dvarim. That we can fulfill in the context of Tefillah of Arvis. Why? Because there we don't need Yayin. Yayin is not a requirement with regard to the mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush. But the Rabbanan established a second mitzvah of Kiddush. That obligation of Kiddush is connected to the Seuda, and it's got to be recited over a kos shel Yayin. Okay then, Rabbosai, I think we'll conclude the Shia here. I know that we have a lot more to cover, and I don't think that we've done more than touch the tip of the iceberg with regard to Kiddush, but I think we covered a lot of Makoros today, and we really have much more of an insider grasp in Mirtzah Shem into the mitzvah of Kiddush. And I'm glad that you joined me for today's Shia. If you want to spread the word, please do, that we offer Shiurim during the week. We're trying to find groups of people who are available at certain times. I'm even offering a Shia at 10:30 at night on the Eastern Seaboard clock, which would be very early in the morning here in Eretz Yisrael, and we might start that Shia in the near future. That would be a Thursday night Shia. And I want to wish everyone a Shavua Tov and a Chodesh Tov, and I hope in Mirtz Hashem that we can learn together many times on many different occasions in the future. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shkoyach. Thanks for joining us. Yashar Koach. Okay, good.
Who was there?
Only David Spiegel and David Brown. I could have had three people if I would have done it earlier in the day, but I thought that maybe I would get more people if I did it later in the day. But I see that I was wrong. Now, whether or not this is true in general, you know, for every single Sunday, which is 12:15 on their clock, I don't know.
Okay.
Let me just see what happened over here.
Two people is better than one.
Yeah.
So let's try to organize supper.
Yeah. Where's Iman?
Iman's here.
Okay.
Iman, can we try to organize supper? I need a drink. The whole thing.
I think it's Uri Pilichowski, Charn. Charn?
Iman?
Yeah, I have one. I'll drink that a little later. Put it in a safe place because those cups spill all the time.
Sounds like an interesting shiur. I guess I didn't hear anybody else talking.
Well, no, I actually shut them off and they communicated to me by chat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They had questions too.
Yeah. There were three or four questions during the shiur. And Brown finally connected. I know he had trouble connecting, and it's not the first time I've heard that.
No, can you
help me
clear the table? What
are you trying to do?
I'm a little disheartened, but I'm trying.
No, don't get disheartened from this, really.
I don't know how to get people to join me. I mean, last week I had five, now I had two.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just...
People want to sometimes do it, but sometimes not.
Yeah.
And I step around, they have to...
Cool.